The Huskers Radio Network Broadcast Center is sponsored by Acres, the Midwest premier John Deere dealer, supplying the equipment and service to advance agriculture and much more. Acres, solutions for every field. Hour one of tonight's Best Of show moves along. Hope you're enjoying your 4th of July. We have a fun interview up next, a conversation with new Nebraska volleyball player Allie Check. Jess caught up with the Baylor transfer for the Newcomer podcast series and asked Allie how it had been since moving to Lincoln.
It's been great. Everyone here is so kind. Like, I've genuinely had so much fun. Haven't had my meltdown yet for transferring from being far. Haven't even had that yet because everyone here has been so kind and so welcoming. So I've loved it so far.
What was the process like being, I mean, you were 4 years at Baylor, you graduated, but figuring out how to navigate a new town and you know, just finding your way here at Lincoln, how's that process been?
It's kind of funny. It's really similar to Waco, just like the small town feel here in Lincoln. So I've loved it. It's been great and it's been pretty easy to adapt to. But I'm one of those people that like loves to know where I'm going. Like, I hate to plug in directions. So the first day I got here, I'm not even gonna lie, I drove around for 15 to 20 minutes. Like, okay, this is here, this is here, this is here. So I just know where things are at. But it's been great. Like, the town is awesome. Like I said, the people are great. People make the place. So it's been an easy transition.
So when you decide to transfer and you're looking for a spot for your last year, what were you looking for? What were some of the things that you wanted to find in the program to play your last season?
For sure. So the big thing for me was like a graduate program. I got my undergrad in broadcast journalism and corporate comm, and so I wanted to find something I felt like was going to expand that horizon for me as far as broadcasting. And so I was looking for programs, and I honestly looked up on the internet best broadcast programs in the country for grad students. And so I found Nebraska and I was like, well, that's pretty cool. And then when I got in the portal, coach reached out to me and I was like, wow, this is awesome. And honestly, after one call with Jalen, I was like, wow, I really want to be a Husker. Because it kind of had both. Obviously, I mean, like I talked about in previous interviews, like this school had both for me in the sense of like great volleyball, great people, but also had the master's program. So it was like the best of both worlds. So, and I committed, but yeah.
Oh, that's great. What did Jalen, what was that conversation that sold you?
Honestly, like just talking to him, he's so relatable and personable. Like he's like, dude, bro. And I'm like, oh yes, I love that. Like just so easy to talk to. And like anyone that knows me knows that's like how I talk. So it's pretty easy to relate to someone like that. I feel like he's pretty young and he gets it. Like he's coached for a really long time. He's been in the program. And so, yeah. Definitely a game changer.
So you got your degree already. How special was that?
It was awesome.
To lock that up.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, everybody like, excuse me, their freshman year is like, oh my God, I just want to get out of here. I just want to be able to get my degree. And finally getting it, like looking back at freshman alley, I'm like, oh, I did it. Like, I'm so excited that I was able to like just finally do it, wrap it up. And it was great. Like, experience at that school was awesome. Like, the people were literally amazing. I found like for sure 5 best friends I'll keep for the rest of my life. So I can't say enough. Like, good things about that university. But yeah.
I listened to an interview that you did at Baylor when you were a freshman, and oh, I think that was the point when you're deciding to change your major and get into broadcasting. At the time, you were going to maybe be a writer for a TV series is what you wanted to do. Is that right?
Yeah. So I was in high school, I really liked creative writing and I took a class in it and I loved it. And so I was kind of like, okay, maybe I'll go into like the writing side, the print side. And then kind of coming into college, I kind of talked to my dad and he was like, you're really outgoing and you're really good on camera. Would you ever consider like broadcasting? And I was like, maybe, like, I don't know. That just sounds like a lot of like hustle bustle, a lot of hard work. But he was like, but you like hard work. And I was like, okay, maybe we'll try it. And so then I finally changed my major. I kind of knew I wanted to do that. It's funny because going in, I got accepted into the journalism program. And then my dad was like, we should try the business route. And I was like, okay, let's do it. Really quick, learned that was not for me. And so then I switched back to journalism and I really enjoyed that. And then kind of like once I got my feet on the ground with print and things like that, there was opportunities for broadcasting that opened up. I was able to get connected with the like media at Baylor, like the student media. And so I started working for them and kind of did some broadcast things like that, kind of created like a package a week. And that's kind of where I was like, oh, I really like this. And then I got into it and I've kind of fallen in love with it. But yeah.
Well, you're speaking to, well, after my own heart here. I was kind of the same way. But what did you like about the sports broadcasting aspect of it? I mean, there's a lot of different areas and things that you can do with it. What interests you the most?
You know, it's kind of cool. That's a good question because I feel like being an athlete, you're on both sides of it. Obviously, like that's my major. That's what I'm doing in school. And then being an athlete, like I'm experiencing firsthand what it's like to do the hard things and things like that. And I feel like there's so many stories to be told in sports that just aren't. And I think print is great and it gets the message across. But I think when someone's live telling you a story, you get the inside of what sports really are and what they look like from the inside. And so I think it's really unique that there's like opportunities to like broadcast and talk about it live, about kind of like what sports is really like and like what athletes go through every day and the experience. And so I think just an opportunity to kind of like utilize that, I think, was something that I was like, wow, I get to tell other people's stories, my own story, like over like a TV, over things like that, that people are watching, people are engaged in nowadays. So I thought that was really unique. And that's kind of why I made the switch.
Oh my gosh, you're melting my heart here. That's what I say too, just about telling the stories. And I think that's what makes fans relate to athletes in a different way.
For sure.
What wires you and what makes you tick off the court? And I think people relate to that.
Yeah, for sure.
So when writing, do you still like to write?
I do still like to write. It is fun. I find it cool. I've had some like classes I took at Baylor specifically where it would be like you would do print with like a broadcast story, and I still enjoyed it. I think it's really good because you still get an opportunity to be creative and like innovative and create things. But like I said, I like the more broadcast style now. But yeah.
Okay, so what sport besides volleyball do you like to broadcast or cover the most?
Yeah, obviously football. I mean, coming from Texas, Texas football, especially Texas high school football is huge. And so just kind of the opportunities that kind of opened with that, I kind of got to cover some of that when I worked for the school news. And so that was really cool. So I really like that. And then I also really enjoy basketball, which I never thought I'd enjoy because I don't really understand everything. So that's kind of a work in progress. But I really enjoyed like covering sports like that and getting the opportunities to like create packages for those types of sports. But yeah.
So never a basketball player then?
Never, no. Huh. I know, crazy, right? Everybody's like, you're so tall. And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
So how did, because what people don't know, and I have parents that both were educators in Texas too. Mm-hmm. Football's big, volleyball is big.
Yeah.
Were you always kind of part of that sport growing up, volleyball?
Mm-hmm. Volleyball was always like my sport. I never really played anything else. I did soccer when I was like 8, but that doesn't really count in my opinion. But yeah, it was always volleyball. My dad always kind of pushed me. He was like, hey, I think you're really good at this. You have a lot of potential. And so he was really big in driving that kind of like dream for me. And so he kind of found ways to get me connected with the good club. I played at Houston Skyline, so that was a really good experience too. Just like getting to play in the big city, getting to play with a lot of big names. And so I feel like that's kind of where my career in volleyball took off. And I was like, you know, I really want to do this at the next level. And that's kind of when I was like, let's do it. But yeah.
So when you did, you know, talk about finding your last place to play and, mm-hmm. and transferring, because you speak so highly of Baylor, why was it ultimately just because you wanted to find opportunities, both sport and your career, or what was, I guess, behind the decision to leave and finish your career out somewhere else?
Yeah, so definitely, like I said, was the master's program was a huge deal for me. But also my faith is really big for me. And so I feel like I grew a lot in my faith at that school. So that was definitely something that was hard to leave. But I feel like I got equipped there to move on in life and to able to be like not only someone that was like influencing people at Baylor, but was able to take the next step and do that at another university and do that somewhere else. And so that was kind of a big driving force for me, is like, you know what? I feel like Baylor really prepared me for the future. And I feel like those people really prepared me for the future. And like I said, I can't say enough good things about like my experience at that university. And so I think those things really equipped me, like, hey, like I want to go pursue a master's program. I think like that's on my heart for a reason. I think the Lord put that thought there. And so I'm going to pursue it. And so I felt called to go find a program where I could find broadcasting in it. And so that's kind of why I did what I did. But I also felt like God was leading me there. And so I was like, this is perfect for me. This is a great opportunity. And I'm leaving behind Baylor with like a legacy. And I feel like I left a legacy there. And I feel like I still have relationships, like I said, that I'll keep for a lifetime. But yeah.
I love that, because this day and age, you don't always hear like a positive. It's not always a positive spin on, mm-hmm. on why you leave. But I love that perspective. I think it's important for fans to hear, hey, it's just maybe sometimes you're led a different way and maybe looking for other opportunities outside of your sport.
For sure. I mean, I think definitely like I went through some of the toughest, but also some of the most glorious times at Baylor. Like I think that's just college for you. And I think everyone's entitled to their own experience and everyone's entitled to their own reason to transfer. Like everybody has like their reasons, everybody has like their families, all those good things that are important to them and their values. And so I have so much respect for like the portal. And I know that's like a bold statement because it's crazy right now, but I do. Like I think, like I said, every athlete goes through their own things, and there's things that go on behind closed doors that people don't see. And so I think like I just have a certain amount of respect for that, because like there was hard things that I did go through at Baylor, and there was reasons that I was like, okay, I don't know if this is for me anymore, but there's no hate there. Like there's love and support, because at the end of the day, those people took a chance on me when I was a child to go there. And so I will like always have respect for that.
Another perspective you have of is you actually played against a Danny Busboom Kelly team.
I did.
What is that like? What makes facing her teams a nightmare?
Oh, God. She's just the best. I mean, like, even being here for such a short time, like, she's just the most refreshing coach. Like, I was talking to, like, Andy Jackson the other day, but I was like, she just feels like she's like one of us on the team, but she's like definitely not. But she's just like such a refreshing coach and just a refreshing person as a whole. Like, she's super honest, which I really appreciate. And it's just like a great, like I said, a great individual, like has a family here, normal person. Like, everybody here is like, oh, she's the new Nebraska head coach, which comes with a lot of fame and a lot of like a lot of pressure, but like she carries it so well. Like, and you can see that on the court too. Like, having played against players that she developed at Louisville, cause that's who we played, we're like high level players, but also like really high level, like mental competitors. Like, they sent like they really had a good head on their shoulders, which I think is huge in sports. Cause I think that can get kind of lost in translation when teams get really good, when people get really good, but it sent like everyone had a good head on their shoulders and mentally was pretty tough. And so I think it was cool. Like, obviously when I was there, we did lose to them, so that wasn't fun for me, but I have a lot of respect for her and I honestly can't wait to play for her.
For someone that's so accomplished and you've done so much, is there anything specific that you're like, okay, this is what I really want to focus on going into this last season that I want to improve on, my game or anything like that?
I think my biggest thing is just like putting Jesus on the map. I feel like that's something that I feel like I really want to carry with me. I feel like my faith impacted me a lot, and so I hope to make that impact on other people, as well as just be like a mature like mom to the people on the team. Like, I just hope that people look at me and like, oh, that's mom. Like, I want to be that, you know, that source of like light for people. I want to be a light here. I want to like carry the joy of the Lord and like look different. I think like that's my biggest goal. It's like, yes, like the volleyball side is awesome. Like, I love that. And obviously like volleyball is really fun. I'm not going to say it's not, because it's awesome. But also I think, like I said, there's a lot to come out of it. You know, leaving a school, you understand like relationships are what you keep. Like the volleyball side, like people don't remember like, oh, she hit this in this match, or oh, she was this good. Like, people remember like the impact you made that was bigger. And so I think that's my biggest goal, is to leave here like impacting people more than just volleyball. But yeah.
Husker fans are going to love you. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
And you have such a bright future in this broadcasting delight. Oh, we might need to have to make this a regular thing.
Yeah, let's do
a regular podcast. Or you need to maybe start your own podcast soon. So
thank you.
They're going to want to hear from you often, I think. But what a fascinating conversation. Really appreciate your time. And
of course,
look forward to chatting again. And hopefully we'll have you on the Huskers Radio Network again soon.
Yes, let's do it.
Maybe on the other side of this.
Yeah.
You're not the interviewee, you're the interviewer.
Yes, so. Ma'am. Let's do it.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Allie Check with Jessica Cootie on the Newcomer Podcast Series. We'll have another newcomer interview, freshman volleyball player Kenneth Cogill, when Sports Nightly continues right after this.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.